Do you feel that you are locked out of abundance? Do you feel locked out of abundance? There is a reason. There are two main ways to be an entrepreneur. One way is to be in love with yourself, with your product, with your process, and push it. Sell it. Promote it. The second way is to take your eyes off of what you want, of what you need, of what you want them to have, and listen keenly to what they want and need. But then the question comes, how do you look? How do you listen? If you look ordinarily, with your eyes. If you listen ordinarily with your ears, you'll probably be in trouble. Big companies use focus groups. Time and time again they find out that the feedback they get doesn't match the feedback they will give with their wallet. Meaning, their actions. People lie. The lie comes from how they want to be perceived. How they would like to behave. What they would like to do. But their actions come from a different place. But even buyers lie. So someone who wants to know how people will behave, what they will buy, and also what they will stick with until they get the results have to experiment. And experiments are time-consuming, cost money, but they are still cheaper than doing all the work for a product that nobody will buy. I have so far established, I think, that people with a 2 in their soul correction number will have a strong sense of entitlement, even after their DNA adjustment. It seems that it is part of the 2. Cooperation and balance according to Dan Millman's book, The Life You Were Born to Live. And that, unfortunately also means that co-creation becomes a problem. In DNA adjustment, or really in any source given energy procedures source will give 40% and requires the recipient to carry it home by giving the 60%. And twos are not every willing. I guess this is the partial reason why I have created the energy remedies, they are quasi-continuous energy infusion into the person, so their behavior is less crucial. As an aside, I always thought that I am infusing the energy into things. And I was confused that why all energies sound indistinguishable in recordings. Turns out that I have been mistaken. Except when I directly download something into the water, when I am doing it, or when I am administering healing energies to a client. Then I am simply infusing the command to the water. Source responds and downloads the energy to the person when they consume the remedy, however diluted it is. I found it out when a client asked if they should get a new audio of a hoe. Given that I have added 10 new energies to the original 38. And that is when I asked Source, and found out that what is being downloaded is always the latest version of any energy bottle. Wow. So two's unwillingness to give as they receive, to respond to the law of reciprocity, to earn what they want, has been the main reason I created the DNA adjusting remedy. Source says there is another gene that is still not active that should be active for a fulfilling life. And when I decide to add another gene to the process, the remedy will still work and activate that gene as well. A longtime client wants me to write an article about how to look. But you can't teach what you instinctively, unconsciously do well. So at the minimum I have to spend time to observe and make it conscious, check with source, so I don't teach BS. So far it seems that the reticular activator type looking comes from the back of the head, and the movement feels like you are trying to push something with your chin without moving your torso. Lol. I am just describing what I am experiencing, don't laugh. Watching dogs, especially Siberian huskies, has been very useful for me to identify what I do. Why? As an empath, I can feel exactly what they are doing. This is why it was so easy for me to advise chiropractors on what bone to move, because I feel it in the client. Anyway, this article is becoming unruly. A stream of consciousness. In my conversation with Bonnie yesterday, we had a discussion what would be of interest to most of my students who are not happy. Happiness is an experience of life when things are working the way they are supposed to. But twos, because of their imbalance and unwillingness to cooperate, aren't happy. They always feel slighted, they always feel cheated out of the good life, and have no idea that they are doing it to themselves. And because an overwhelming majority of my clients and students have a 2 in one way or another in their soul correction number, and because they are responding best to the DNA adjustment, I am inclined to create programs that serve them most accurately. I am thinking of creating a program that trains them to get dopamine from accomplishment instead of something else. Through making them addicted to action. To doing things that matter, like work. And when I look, I myself have the I don't wanna. But I only have it when what I have to do, or need to do, is something I don't like to do. When I was an architect, this was the order of the day. I hated it. Today there are only a handful of things I don't like to do. And the ones that I get paid to do I do. The promise I made overpowers the innate disgust. The ones that I don't get paid for. Ahem. I don't do. And all those things are physical. I am not a two. In fact, if I lean anywhere in balance, I lean towards giving too much. And in cooperation, I get moved to tears at the rare occasions when I can experience it. Unlike the twos. Singing in harmony. Carrying something in step with another. Falling in step with the universe. Drum circles. Hugs when both hug. When someone gets me. Cooperation, co-creation, harmony. Yeah, they are very dopamine-inducing for me. So I am leaning towards creating a program that trains people, 60% them/40% me in the structure, to fall in love with doing, fall in love with promising and keeping their promise, doing work they said they would do. And obvious to me, it needs to include thoroughly seeing what is theirs to do, what they need to stop doing, and how to use the 80-20 principle. And how to be sure you are doing the things on the level and at the time they are best to do, and not ahead of time. That the doing actually builds something. Don't apply yet. It is not ready. But the result I expect to produce is fulfillment. A life without regrets. A hyphen between the dates of birth and death to be more than a hyphen. One of the most profound questions one can ask of themselves, what do I want written on my tombstone? For most people it's a hyphen, and to make it nicer, the survivors say, beloved mother, blah blah blah. I feel that we all want to leave our marks on earth, we all want to make it a better place because we lived. Werner calls it making a difference. That the fact that we lived mattered. I have a client who feels it stronger than others that his entire life is about that. He is a 29. I am inspired by him. Okay. Now. What should you do next? I hate to break it to you, but until you get rid of the entitlement of a child, until you live with permission, and until you are able to see how and what way you cause your life, there is nothing I can help you with, or not really. And whether you are a 2 or a 3 or a 4 etc., if you want to live a life that is satisfying and leaves your footprint in the sand, you need to become intimately acquainted with the invisible dynamics that operate your life below your conscious awareness. Not just about them, but learn to manage them. Learn to balance them, learn to operate them to your benefit. Some soul corrections take themselves out of the game. They aren't willing to accept that they are jerked by machine like a dog jerked by its tail. They feel beyond that. They feel above that. And I cannot help them until and unless they manage to bring some humility to life. It is likely that activating humility will become part of the DNA adjustment in the future. For now it is clear that it's needed. Desperately. What is humility really? Humility is the ability to see yourself as not above all. Even if you are the peak of creation, the best there is. Creation is still above you. Huh? Yeah. And creation has its rules and laws and nature that unless you align yourself with it, you are going to be beaten bloody. Unless you manage to fall in step with creation, life will be mostly horrid for you. Because you are out of sync. You are a cog in the machine. So I recommend that you do two things. 1. Sign up to the Turning Points workshop, that is, at this time, every other Saturday. Today at 4 p.m. ET, and 11 a.m. thereafter. Unless some Aussie or New Zealander requests that I do at least one session again at 4 p.m., which is manageable morning down under. The Turning Points workshop deals entirely with the invisible dynamic that runs your life. It is deep, it is profound. 2. You have to have your DNA adjusted before I accept you to the live call. Or alternatively, you need to be someone who would yes as an answer to measurement number 37. That question is, can you let go of your self-concern, even if you haven't had your DNA adjusted? If you sign up to the workshop without those conditions met, I'll give you access to the recording. You can also buy the DNA adjustment remedy to have it shipped to your door. Click here to get the Turning Point Workshop, www.yourvibration.com/turningpoint. Click here to get the DNA adjustment remedy, www.yourvibration.com/BLG remedy.